Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club in the building today. We got some special guests.
My son has cookies.
Holla.
That's not cookies.
Dave Boogie Dash and Luke Pascal. Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
First of all, man, I salute y'all. You know, both of y'all are 23, young entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I see y'all popping up with all different type of businesses, cookies and
DJing,
restaurants and DJs and all kind of stuff. So my first question is, how did you guys get into business?
We started off at DD172.
What's that, a club?
Nah, that was my dad's art gallery.
It's the art gallery.
Yeah,
art
gallery. Yeah, so. You don't listen to no interviews, huh?
Chatty Patty, nah. Nah, but we started off at DD172. I was making music for a year. Then he came over. I was showing him how to make music. So we started off throwing parties afterwards. And the funny thing about that is my dad came in and was like, yo, all y'all doing is making music. Not making no money, throw a party. So we had 24 hours to throw a party.
Less.
That's a success. Less, probably like 13.
Yeah.
It was late at night.
We didn't even sleep that night.
Technically early in the morning.
So he told y'all, throw a party. Y'all got 24 hours to throw a party and make some money?
Yeah.
It was like 1 a.m.
It's like a reality show.
Yeah, it was like 1 a.m. He was like, throw a party tomorrow.
Why did it have to be tomorrow? Why not have some time to promote?
Actually, that's what I said.
It was today, because it was technically after 12 o'clock.
That's true, yeah.
It was that day. And we threw a party. It was a success. Like 500 kids showed up. It was so popping that the kids were like, why are you not charging? And they were like, all right, fine, we'll start charging. $10
right
now.
You make money if you said throw a party, make money.
Because you said throw for free first to get it cultivated.
Okay,
and then afterwards, we started throwing more parties and we would throw them at his restaurant, Sequoia, or my oil factory. And
hold on. You had a party at your oil 23 years old, restaurants and oil factories.
I was 20.
Well, we were 19.
You're 19, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were throwing parties at oil factories, which is crazy because people would be doing whatever they were doing, burning fire. I was like, yo, you kids are retarded.
How'd you get the oil factory? I know your father's in oil.
That's how we got the oil factory.
Okay, got you.
So we were throwing parties there, saved up a bunch of money. Then we started Chiffs.
Mm-hmm. And Luke, your father's in the restaurant business.
Yeah, he's in the restaurant business. He owns a company called Arc Restaurants.
Got you.
And they got about maybe like 40 concepts around the country. Yeah, so, you know, we used to have a bakery called Columbus Bakery, and it was right around the corner from where we went to school. Columbus.
Oh, they said
Columbus
crumbs.
Bakery.
Okay.
No, not crumbs. And we would go get cookies every day after school. And
Or for lunch.
Or for lunch, even. And one day, I just wanted some cookies at DD172.
I saw an interview where you said that, and I was like, I was like, how high was he? And he really wanted cookies that bad.
Because
you
right
were
now.
Very passionate. He was like, I really wanted this one cookie.
I'm a cookie head, you know? So I'll always eat cookies. Like, if they're there, I'm eating them.
I think
he gets high on his own
who
supply.
Who doesn't love cookies?
I definitely get
remember
high on my own supply.
Remember those cookies at the Fountain Blue?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, yeah, those amazing
cookies don't even matter.
So we got
these cookies. These cookies, I mean, we have a great chef, Vico Ortega. He is amazing. I mean, he just knows how to make any pastry, any bread, he's incredible.
So all the capital to start your business came from throwing parties?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you use that to pay people to bake the cookies? And
well, what we did was we partnered up with a lot of different people. So in my opinion, the way you start a business is you want to bring in the people with the talent.
The experts.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a great designer, Marcus Allen. We partnered with Vico. And we just built this brand together.
And that's how you paid wages and bakers just off the party money.
And then we just kept flipping it, yeah. But before we even had a package, we were into Fairway Market, which is like the biggest market in the city, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in there with a tray of cookies, and they just liked the cookies so much that they were like, all right, pack it up.
Really? That is sitting in the fairway for you?
Well, for me.
They liked it that much.
Depends
they liked
who you
the
got
cookies.
Behind you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They were impressed. I mean, you know, we were 19 years old. It's kind of hard to say no to a 19-year-old, I guess.
Now, what you said is very important, but you said it depends who you have got behind you. So your father's in the restaurant business. Your father, of course, is Damon Dash. How could some kids who don't have those kind of connections do what you guys are doing?
Well, I would say the hustle is probably more than ours. We got it easy because our fathers paid the way for us.
Mm-hmm.
But, we met a bunch of kids who were hustling just like us and just keep pushing. Like, all because somebody says no one time doesn't mean that you failed and stop. Yeah. The business is you fail a lot to get successful. It's not like a straight successful pass. You don't hit one out the park immediately.
Exactly.
It takes a while. And we've been doing this for like 5 years.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Your restaurant's in Jersey.
Our restaurant.
Yeah, it's in Meadowlands.
Yeah. Buns.
So how do y'all run a restaurant? Because I know you guys are doing a lot. Can you guys be and oversee everything that's going on? Or well, how does it work?
Like I said, there's a lot of partners involved, you know? So that would be my answer to your question as well. If you can bring something to the table, you know, partner with someone who could bring something else to the table. Mm. You know?
Like maybe you have the talent, but somebody else has the finances.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, like, I'm not a good cook, mm-hmm. you know? So we brought Vico in. And I can't reach the masses mm-hmm. by myself like he can, mm-hmm. okay. you know? So between
you're not making the buns. You have somebody else.
I know how to now. I've learned, but, you know.
Eat the buns.
Yeah, but we got, we brought in another chef, actually the chef of Clyde Frazier's, which okay. I think you did events there.
Yeah, I like that place. That's yeah. my spot.
Yeah.
There's people that own that place.
That's
my
your
father.
Dad, is it?
Yeah.
That's your dad?
Yeah, that's my father.
Now, that was the chatty patty that was going around yesterday that he was your father.
Who?
Clyde Frazier.
Clyde Frazier is not my father.
Walt Frazier.
Walt Frazier's not my father.
You can
tell by his skin.
That's what I said. You idiot. I knew that. I'm like, how in the hell?
Clyde Frazier, his daddy.
But
you think that he just owns that restaurant himself?
No.
Yeah, come on.
Q was our producer. He's not here right now. He's Spanish. He was like, no, that's his father. I'm like, how the hell is Clyde Frazier Luke's daddy?
Maybe he's adopted.
Yeah, I was going to say he's adopted.
Maybe
or something.
Half.
Definitely not my father. Definitely not.
But I know him and his wife. They're nice.
Yeah, Patricia.
Yeah, she's always there.
Yeah, she's always there. Yeah. She's great. The whole team over there is great. I actually managed over there for a year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I worked.
You had a job?
I had a job. I had a boss, and it was
awful.
Worked
for his pops.
It was terrible.
Okay. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what my dad said. Hustle for your last name.
I was lucky. I had an opportunity to work for my dad, but that's what made me do this. I don't want to work for someone ever.
I think it is important, though. Like, if you are going to work and be, you know, part owner of a restaurant or invest in that, to go work at one and know all the...
How would you
going
to learn it?
You know?
Well, it's better to work... You know, when we work mm-hmm. in the restaurant, both of us, if you go there, you'll see both of us.
Right.
You know?
Right, hands on.
Yeah, it's in the Meadowlands racetrack. Mm-hmm. You know,
they did it over. That Meadowlands is dope, too.
Yeah, have you been there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They got a dope club in there, too. It's real,
yeah,
real.
Victory is
they
crazy.
They just gotta get it to the masses, though.
Yeah.
So y'all are making enough money off chips to be able to open up buns?
Well, we have the inn at the racetrack. So they had a failing business over there. And we had an opportunity that this opened the door for a lot of opportunities, pretty much.
How do you two know each other?
We went to school together.
Mm-hmm. We met in like sixth grade or something.
Yeah.
So y'all been sitting around talking about stuff like this?
Somewhat.
Yeah, for about five years now. Yeah.
And you both DJ. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We produce music too. We're about to drop a single and our record label with MERS, actually.
With MERS?
Or we're going to drop the single with MERS, our record label together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got Murs signed?
He's already signed.
Yeah.
We made a track with him.
Before he got signed.
And it's about cookies.
Yeah,
the definition
about
of hustling.
Cookies. Yeah.
That's the name of the song.
So maybe we'll drop the album artwork today.
Do you have any plans of doing like a television show or anything like that?
Sorry to cut you off, but I'm actually in the middle of doing one now called Growing Up Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. And we're working out a deal with some other people.
Yeah.
Because it only makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working on it.
It's one big commercial, so why not?
So the comments your father made here, he always instilled that in you from day one.
Yes, he did.
Did he let you talk or no?
I learned better. It's like, don't say anything. It's just what he got to say.
That's how we are. That's how I handle it. Like, hey, it's Dave.
He said you did the right thing. You believe in what he said about people shouldn't have jobs?
He didn't say that.
Well,
he said there's no pride in having jobs.
Well, listen.
It depends for who. Like, if you're not doing anything, if you're not growing, then I don't want to say there's no pride, but, like, you got to, by all means, do your hustle. But, like, for you guys, I would say you guys should start your own radio station. You all have, I'm pretty sure, over 100,000 followers on Instagram.
I think that we all, we come here and we come together. This is kind of the core of allowing us to go and do things on our own. It might not be us starting our own radio station per se, but we all have our own separate ventures that are our own.
And one thing that people missed that your pop said, there's nothing wrong with taking the capital that you make from another place and investing it into other things that you own. And I'm not going to just walk away from a 6-7 figure job.
Yeah. And the most important thing about being a boss is having good employees behind you. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that is the most important. So there's definitely no shame in being an employee. But there's certain people that were born to be employees and born to be bosses, but you can't be a good boss if you don't have great employees, and that's the bottom line.
Did y'all get any backlash from y'all employees? Like, yo, did you hear what your father said?
No.
They actually loved it. They were like, yo, I want to be a boss now.
It's inspiring. Now,
after that interview, people started like coming up, and Eddie's a chef all of a sudden, and then...
Don't that make it difficult for y'all, though? Because you got to have, my dad's inspiring. Chiefs and Indians, though. I'm talking about just as far as like with the employees. You gotta have chiefs and Indians.
You know what? The shame in this in the world nowadays is when you're born, you're answering to your parents. Then when you go to school, you're answering to a teacher. You go to college, you're answering to a professor. You know, you're always answering to someone, and then you're still answering to taxes and the government. And after a while, you say, okay, you know what? If I'm gonna make my own money, I don't want to answer to someone. And you're always going to be answering to your consumer and your customer.
Right.
And that's the most important thing about being a boss, that and the employees.
And I think in the early stages in your life, it's more you're learning. You know, obviously, like, you go to school because you're learning from somebody who is supposed to be teaching you that particular.
You're learning, but after a while, you know, for me at least, I just can't constantly
listen to
someone.
Like, when I went to college, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I got out. But when I was there, I took a lot of different courses that helped me define what it was that I was most interested in and then hone that talent.
I mean, that's why I respect what y'all doing, because it seemed like y'all are focused. Y'all know what it is y'all want to do. And that's very hard to find for kids y'all age.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's no one our age that's doing what we're doing.
That's actually what they're doing is dope. But you know what? One thing that Dame said that I agreed on is he feels that we should invest in ourselves and make sure that people put money to the side and invest.
Well, we do.
I know we do. No. But
he's saying
but
in general,
I'm saying people in general, because we usually don't do that, and young people usually don't do that unless it's inherited or taught from family members. Like my parents, you know, they worked all their life. That wasn't me. I'm a little different. But like, you know, the only thing that I didn't like what he said was, you know, people get misconstrued when people go back and forth and argue. And when he said that people who work don't have dignity, people, you know, people
don't have pride in their job
and pride in their job
and themselves.
People really take that really harshly because they work every day. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't have a dad like Dame Dash or like yours who has money, so they gotta work to put some money to the side to save so they can create their own. So a lot of people took that a little harsh and was really upset by that. Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, you know what? I think he's an inspiring guy.
He is.
And I call
him the best worst life coach ever.
He's been the best for us. So.
Only reason we're sitting here is because of him and my father and our partner's father. Our partner Sam, he's another reason why we are able to do what we do.
That, and you hit me on Instagram. It was like, hey, we sell the cookies.
Nah, but that's dope. That's why mentorship is very important.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, what about you as sons of people who are successful in business? Do you ever feel like you have to teach them something? Because, you know, you are the younger generation. It's a different kind of social media. Your parents.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm sure you have to go back and be like, okay, you guys need to be more active doing this. You need to. What are some things you would say?
My father's 71. So
he's getting it in late.
Yeah, and he's in better shape than everyone in this room too, which is the craziest thing. But you know, he listens, you know. But you can't just say, like, if you're Joe Schmo and you're gonna talk to your father, why is he gonna listen to you? You know, I think after a while, you know, when you accomplish something and you do something that no one at your age can do, that they'll listen to you. You know, like I'm in a position now where I can do a lot of different things to help him and his company grow.
Right, because he probably has more of a traditional business sense from how he was, you know.
The way my dad's business is run is he just wants the customer to be happy. Mm-hmm. So the kind of things that he's done that I've seen him do, I think he's crazy. But, like, there'll be people that'll be driving to a restaurant, and then the restaurant will be closed. He'll pay for the gas, you know. Mm-hmm. He'll put them in a hotel for the night.
Really, that's dope.
I mean, you should just own the restaurant back up.
Yeah.
But that's the best bet because, you know, I will always go back to that restaurant.
Right.
Of course.
Of
and then you'll tell someone about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that person will tell someone else about it. You know, it's like someone...
Like grassroots.
Like some guy ordered some cookies and the bag opened in the mail. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not my fault, but I just sent him 3 more bags the next day. You know? Mm-hmm. It's all about the customer.
Right.
Absolutely. Without them, without them, there's no business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Y'all got a pola, what's it, pola fritos?
Pollo frito.
Pollo fritos? What's that?
Fried chicken.
Yeah, that's coming
soon. Oh, it's a chicken spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what that translates to in English.
Yeah, fried chicken. Yeah, it was, we thought that name through.
That really means fried chicken?
Yeah, yeah, it's chicken. Okay. Pollo is chicken, fritos is fried.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Made that in a car ride back from Buns.
Yeah. What about pollo frito? Well, we turned to our chef, actually, Armando, and we were like, he's a chef at Clyde's, and we were like, yo, how do you say fried chicken in Spanish?
Right.
Pollo frito. Okay.
They actually have really good, that's why I like Clyde's, because they have really good food, and it's a sports bar, but it's like a more...
The food there is...
The food is better than you think of, like, you think of sports bar food, you don't really think the food is...
Well, when we're
that's a high class sports bar.
We're not
that's
really not supposed to say sports bar.
Right.
That's not what they wanted. They wanted it to be a high class restaurant. It's kind of turned into a sports bar.
I mean, but it has TVs everywhere, and yeah, I think it's like great 50 TVs. We all go there to watch, you know. Yeah.
I mean, that place is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a block long.
I bet y'all get
it has a
lot
basketball.
It ain't too many guys doing what y'all do at y'all age, and y'all got the business talk down. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. girls probably be real open over that.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay.
Young girls, these might be the guys to trap. Okay, don't stop going after the ball players and that rappers. These might be the guys to trap right here.
Oh man.
Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us.
Thanks and when does the fried chicken you. Spot open?
That's gonna open probably in the next week or two.
Right.
So right in the
right
track.
Next to Buns.
Buns
right
is here. Pollo Fritos here. There's a pizza spot next door. Hopefully, you know, our mouth's to God's ear.
Have you guys taken any losses yet in business? Since you said you have to lose sometimes.
Not any big losses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it's
you
been like a good straight yeah. to the top so far.
You want some cookies?
Yeah, but give me the chocolate ones, not the
chocolate ones.
So these businesses must be paying for themselves tremendously at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. we got great partners. That's really what it is. We have great partners all the way around, and you know, we're able to come out here and talk.
You guys better throw some clubs at the Meadowlands. That's what you got to do. Throw some parties at the Meadowlands. Get people there.
We're trying.
It's such a dope spot, and a lot of people have never even been there.
Yeah, Victory is, I mean, they got six TVs
the outside
that are like
the
size of this
city.
Room. I mean, yeah, and then you go to the rooftop. I mean, you guys should come out there. Maybe you guys should do an event out there.
I've been there a couple times. I tried to do one last year. We couldn't get it together.
So you guys are products of Dame's philosophy. So I think another thing people misconstrued, they felt like, you know, he was saying like you could just get up off the porch tomorrow and be a boss. Like come out the womb and be a boss. But no, y'all got partners. Y'all have... I guess financial backing, like you know what I'm saying.
Well, I wouldn't say that you come out the womb being a boss, but like depends on where you grow up and what people are doing around you. And like, luckily, we had bosses, fathers as bosses, so they out the womb. Pretty much, we came out as mm-hmm. bosses because that's what my dad installed in me. Like, yo, you don't want a job, you don't want to do this. I actually worked for my dad for a month, and I hated it because
you have to call your boss daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you know, other people can act like I have to work for them. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm the only one who actually makes money outside of here DJing. And I still have to take out the trash and drive around. Forget that. I'm just going to make things for me to do for myself. Mm-hmm. And then that's how a lot of things happen.
Did he scream on you? Like he
all the time.
All the time.
He did. My dad was not screaming when he was up here.
That was him.
You
that
know
was
that,
that's him being that's Harlem coming out. Mm-hmm. That's him like just being masculine. And that's just him conversating with you.
That's what I told somebody yesterday. It was like it was his delivery. I'm like, yo, that's the same delivery I've been watching since backstage.
He just wants to inspire people. Yeah. I mean, look at him. This is a guy that's brought out the best in so many people. You know, Kanye West, Jay-Z. Rachel Roy. I mean, in fashion, music, and now we're doing food. I mean, it's crazy this guy's accomplished.
Yeah, he's very passionate. Crazy.
When he has problems with people, like, and he goes off, does that mean that when you see them, is it awkward? Or do you just, like...
I ride
like,
with my pops, so...
That's the answer right there.
Like, if you see Jim Jones, is it just like you just act like you don't see him? Like, I don't know.
It'll probably just be like, yo, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right.
Cool out a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
But you've been knowing them guys forever, though. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
That's like... My dad's little brother, so you know, you beef with family sometimes, but it's still all love.
I saw you posted a pic of Aaliyah once. You was around it. You met her.
I was crying when she died.
Wow. How old were you?
I would say like 9, 10. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you definitely remember.
She was mad cool. I liked Aaliyah a lot.
All right.
Well, it's Dame
young
Boogie
entrepreneurs
Dash,
here.
Luke Pascal, these young entrepreneurs, it's the Breakfast Club, and tell them all the businesses right fast so they know.
Chips Cookies.
All for One Records.
Bun Sandwiches.
Pollo frito. What else?
You got?
We got dirty napkin.
Got a dirty napkin.
I don't even know what else we got. We got so many businesses.
And then of course producing, DJing.
Yeah, we're gonna put out the music.
Mm-hmm. How much of the businesses do y'all own?
It's all equal.
Yeah.
Like, well, it depends on how many partners.
Depends
we
on
have.
Many partners. Yeah, gotcha. Exactly. Chips, 33%.
All right.
33.3333.
333. Buns, same thing.
Buns, we got more partners. We got Sam Weinstein, Armando Cortez, Vico Ortega, and then us too. Mm-hmm. So, you know. And I wanted to answer your question about becoming a boss.
Gotcha.
You know, if you, there's certain people, like my father, he's a high school dropout.
Mm-hmm. Mine too.
Yeah. And
me he, too as well.
He worked.
What? Yeah, I got my GED.
Oh, okay.
He worked in clubs, and he's just a people person. So his partner right now, he used to let into the clubs. And one day, he bumped into him on the street, and that guy gave my dad an opportunity to become a boss. And his work ethic proved to Michael Weinstein that he could run a company. Mm-hmm. So we have people that work with us right now that we see in the future could potentially be a very important piece to the puzzle, mm-hmm. you know? And these are people that will be bosses.
They have those leadership qualities.
Yeah, they have leadership qualities. You know, we got a guy who comes to us, you need anything? You need anything? Mm-hmm. Every single time I see him, you need anything?
That's Eddie.
That's Eddie.
Shout out to Eddie.
Yeah, and
he's a chef now.
And he's becoming a chef, and best believe when we open a store, he'll be running a store. And that's how you become a boss, when you got to prove yourself. You know, you can't be lazy, because nowadays everyone's just lazy. And
I always said that about our interns. You can tell which ones of our interns will go on to do great
Absolutely.
Things.
Yeah, of course.
Based on how they are here. Because I do feel like, even when you're working somewhere, if you're not getting paid and it's an internship, you should still treat it like you are, because you don't know who is watching, and you should still learn everything you possibly can.
And actually care about it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you care, you're going to become a boss. It's just going to happen, you know?
Yeah, we even had an intern who came up, and just now we pay him, who is Marcus.
Yeah.
He was an intern for like a year, and now he did all the designs for
us. He designs everything for us.
Even in that learning process, it's more about what you're learning than how much money you're making, I feel like, at first.
In the beginning,
if
yeah.
something that you love, eventually you will make money doing it.
Exactly. Yeah,
I mean, that's what happened with us.
We don't take a paycheck. Mm-hmm. You know, we just invest.
Right.
I mean, you got to prove yourself. You can't just... There's different ways. Some people have different paths. We're lucky we can, our doors are kind of open already, you know, but some other people got to open the door.
Right.
But we still put in the work.
We definitely put in the work. I packaged these cookies.
that one package?
I packaged all of these.
But it's also easy to invest, like you said, when you got partners and you don't got to put up everything that you own.
Well, that's the other thing. We
put up our life.
Yeah, we put up our life.
Put up our time.
We didn't really put up money. You know, we were able to do a lot of things for little to no cost, because our doors are open.
Right.
But if our doors weren't open, you know, I would say that we would probably be halfway to where we are today just because of our work ethic. You got to have the work ethic.
All right.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Well, there you have it. It's the Breakfast Club.
Tell Dame he's welcome anytime.